This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Is this the Baby Driver song? In the movie Baby Driver? Sounds like that song.
Bow question.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Filmed in Atlanta.
Filmed right down the street. And as he's zooming through the connector, they're playing this song. It's a great movie. If you haven't seen that,
I think Baby someone Driver. That starred in that movie is no longer with us.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Well, and one actor did get canceled, but yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah, that is a different story for another day. It is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Is it okay that Bo combines gifts from different holidays? Or also, Allie's single, what the topic was, songs that you have to move to.
Yeah, songs that are impossible not to participate with, whether it's clapping, singing, maybe there's emotion, like YMCA would be emotion.
Yes, but... she also put on a wake-up call songs that you have to sing along to.
Yep.
My buddy just texted me, and he brought up a good point. He was like, dude, it's Gangster's Paradise is the answer here.
Yes.
Everybody wants to sing along to Gangster's Paradise, but the caveat that he sends along is it's usually only white dudes that are singing along. Like straight up, just usually only white dudes. And I completely concur with that because you know when Gangster's Paradise comes on, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to hit the course.
I love that song, but I was not allowed to listen to it when I was little. So what I grew up on was Amish Paradise from Weird Al.
Yes,
dude.
Yes.
I'm probably like, I'm probably should admit this. I've actually seen Weird Al in concert.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
It was
it good?
Fun. It was good.
Okay.
Because.
Doesn't seem like that'd be a good show.
Well, to Allie's point. You know, Al and I remember those songs from growing up.
Yabba dabba, yabba dabba, yabba do now.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That better make the recap.
I was going to say, if that's not on the recap at 6 a.m. tomorrow, then what are we doing here? Yeah.
It is something, though, like going to that. And because you're just hearing songs that you grew up to. I cannot remember who I went to that concert with, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it, I guess, and I probably wouldn't do it again, but I did do it once.
Yeah. We got full phone lines, man, so if you're on there, hang on. We're going to try to get to everybody. Make sure you're hanging on the line. Appreciate you guys calling in. Let's, Dylan, let's go over to Cam in East Point. Cam, good morning. You're on the morning shift.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Living the dream.
Good. Allie, welcome to the team. You're doing a great job so far.
Thank you.
To answer your question, I think – the song, for me personally, that I just have to dance to is Get Lucky by Daft Punk and Pharrell.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's such a good song. Such a good song. Appreciate you calling in, Cam. And you know what's funny? And I put Get Lucky on a top five list of my own because I remember sending it to Dylan. I don't remember what the list was. Like, I have no idea what the actual topic was. But I remember thinking, that's a phenomenal song. Nonetheless. Yeah, I think that I don't know if that cracks my top five, but it's definitely, my kids love to dance to it too.
It's a good song. Another one was that I was considering was Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Yes. Oh, dude.
It's the Don't Believe Me, Just Watch.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's up there.
That's definitely pretty good.
It's not up there. I mean, I think it's a good song, but.
Let's go out to Adam over in Canton. Adam, what's up, man? Good morning. You're on the morning shift.
Guys,
what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How we doing, guys?
Living the dream.
Awesome, awesome. So, Bo, I empathize with you, brother, and I get where you're coming from, but you can't do one big gift.
Tell,
you got to do individual gifts.
Tell us, man. Adam.
You got to. You got to. I get where you're coming from, but you got to split it up. But Allie, great top five. A song that I have to sing to and get in there with the hand gestures. Keep it right here in Atlanta. Outkast. Hey, y'all.
Yes.
You know, every guy, every white guy in his car is shaking it like a Polaroid picture there at the end.
That's a good call.
And that has the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. Phenomenal call. Thank you so much for calling it out. Thank you for alerting Bo to the fact that he is completely dropping the ball.
Here's the deal. I think Adam's got phenomenal points. The first one, though, is being lumped in because of I went big. I go big or go home, and I went big. And it's been agreed upon, but he's right. And then moving forward, they'll be separate for everything. And I think Adam's right on that.
I'm glad you learned a lesson.
Huh?
I said, I'm glad you learned a lesson today.
I didn't learn a lesson. It was never like I wasn't going to do it moving forward. I just said this time because see what happened this time is I got Amy got a birthday present for Porkchop, basically. Instead of Porkchop getting it, Amy got it. And Porkchop was the present for me, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Chris in College Park. My friend Chris, thank you for joining us once again.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, man.
Hey, and let me officially welcome Ms. Allie Mack to the morning shift. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. And just to clear this up right quick, Allie, and then I'll get to the song. You are talking to a loyal Squid Nation member. Just know that.
No.
That's right. Boom, boom, boom. That's right.
It was going so well.
Tell her, Chris.
Right. Like, in case Big Mike's over there about to throw up, get him a bag.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
time I say that, exactly. he has acid reflux. But again, morning fearless leader.
Sir?
Hey, the song for me is Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Every every pelvic thrust, and then to see the whole dance floor moonwalk is legendary.
Dude.
Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
And again, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yes, dude. Not to build up a member of the nation, but that's such a good call.
It's a very solid point.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
Not having Bruno or Michael Jackson list is a little bit egregious.
It's so tough. There were so many I wanted
She's
to put
like,
on.
Again, which song do you take off? That's always my point. All right, let's try to see if we can get at least one more in here, Dylan. Let's go to Swami Dave out in Cumming. Swami Dave, good morning, my friend.
Yeah, how's it going today? Listen, one for me is always 5 o'clock somewhere. I got in trouble once because my college graduate who's finishing up school this year, when he was like 3 years old, actually requested that in the children's ministry when they asked who we want to sing songs. They still tell that story 20 years later.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
I will jump in for Squid, guys. Sir, we're friends and all, so your friends can be honest with you. I get living the gimmick, but unless you want the gimmick to be, 30-year-old, 35-year-old divorced guy, split it up. She's a new mom. I mean, I feel like a lot of times this is Squid's advice from, 55, but hook her up, dude. She's a new mom. Take care. And I know you're going to, and I get living the gimmick, but heads up, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the
call. And he's right, but I feel like I'm being a little misunderstood here.
Yeah.
I did hook her up.
Just once, though.
Well, look. It's a big once, okay? I mean, if you
All right.
Just saying.
Let's go to our next caller, who I'm sure is going to have some good life advice for my friend Squid. Larry in the truck. Larry, my friend, welcome to the morning
show. What up? I didn't think I was going to make the call, but good. First of all, Miss Allie, I know three of the songs, so right off the bat, I think it's second, third, and fourth. I don't think I knew the last one. But I think you missed one. And play that funky music, white boy. Come on now, you know. That's okay. One that everybody points at themselves and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Bo, yes, yesterday I sent you a little text. I know you're getting the message, and I know that, you know, if you don't want to – you're sleeping on the couch now because of the kid – but if you sleep on the couch after you're supposed to be sleeping in the bed, then you might think back about not getting that. I'm just kidding with you, bro. You know I love you, bro. And I got to tell you guys, every time I come on, I always give Bo a bad time. But Bo did me a solid, and when I broke my wrist and I was supposed to play for the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, he refunded the two tickets I bought and paid for without even thinking about it. So always props to Bo because deep down, you know, he does this bravado thing, but deep down he's, you know, we know. Love you, Bo.
We appreciate the phone call, man. Always a pleasure to talk to our buddy Larry. And look, man, he talked about Bo sleeping on the couch. I think his point was if Bo's not careful, it'll just be like a hammock out in the backyard after this.
Maybe just some flowers, Bo.
Yeah. This couch down here is pretty comfy, so.
All right, man, stick with us on the morning shift. Georgia fans, I am talking to you. Big moment for Georgia football happened yesterday, and there is nobody, and I mean nobody, better to talk about these things than our very own Rusty Manziel. He will join us on the other side of the break. Make sure you stick with us. All things Georgia football and college football, and maybe some life advice for Bo coming at you on the other side.